Welcome to The Kelly Roach Show, the place for no fluff, easy to implement, 20-minute or less business and leadership lessons to help you build a sustainable business that scales, lead with integrity, and create a lasting legacy. I'm Kelly Roach, former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive turned eight-figure entrepreneur. Let's get started. Welcome back. This is part two of this podcast series on the big internal shifts that you need to make to create exponential growth in your business. And I specifically designed this series for the many business owners that I was speaking with that were stuck in the low seven figures that really wanted to break into the mid seven figures or even eclipse the eight-figure mark in their business. But I will tell you that these things are relevant really no matter what level your business is at. And these are not just principles that will help you to grow your business, but these are the principles that are going to help you to become free in your business. And I can't emphasize enough how important it is to recognize that it is unbelievably difficult to sustain profitable growth in anything that you have resentment towards. And so many business owners have unbelievable amounts of resentment towards their business because they feel like they sacrificed their life, they poured their heart and soul, they gave their everything, they're squeaking by, barely making enough money to pay themselves and their staff. And they just feel like they have this unfair dynamic with this business that they built, where it was once something that they loved, and then it kind of turned into this Franken business that they don't enjoy anymore, that's just constant problems, overwhelm, and frustration. And we can change that. We're going to change that together. And it's going to start with these internal shifts. So in part two of this series, which is where we are today, we're going to start with principle number one, which is who, not how. So I have said this so many times, I'm going to say it here again. Great organizations are built on great people. Great people are what build great businesses. So as you scale, you won't need great people alone. You will need great people and you will need outstanding leadership. And these are the little known skill sets that people just don't put enough effort into developing. They don't realize that it doesn't matter how many more tactics you layer on. It doesn't matter how many more initiatives you roll out. It doesn't matter how much harder you try or even how much more you pay people. You need to develop great leadership in your organization at every level. And I know for some of you, you're like, Kelly, you know, I only have a handful of staff. Who do I need to be developing as a leader? You need everyone to be a thought leader in and of themselves. They need to be autonomous. They need to be self-led. They need to be critical thinkers. And if you create a culture of critical thinkers and you create a culture of autonomy and ownership within the business, then when it comes time to actually promote a leader, you'll have your pick of the litter. You'll have your choice to make. But that starts with the culture that you create, even at the production level. So here's what I want you to think about. Building team is probably the biggest area of resistance that business owners struggle with, carrying lots of baggage from the past. And that resistance that they carry with them really prevents them from experiencing the joy of what it feels like to operate on and with and in a championship team. And I will say, coming from experience, because I have experienced both the very, very good and the very, very bad of this. In my corporate career, over a decade, I built a championship team and got to the point where I had eight vice presidents reporting to me, and they ran their businesses autonomously, and we had a very consultative relationship, and they were just amazing. And it allowed me to have the freedom to be, quote unquote, the visionary in that business that I was building within the greater organization that I was in. And I experienced all the good that came with that, which was record-breaking success and maxing out my bonus and surpassing our budget year after year and, you know, yielding promotions and all of those things. I've also had the experience of when I was scaling my business from multiple seven to up over eight figures, we were growing so fast and we were hiring so quickly and we were hiring in such high volume that we made a lot of mishires and we made a lot of mistakes in building that team. And I experienced all the blowback and all of the things that come with moving at that speed and that volume and not having people that are truly invested in the best interests of the business. And I dealt with all the blowback that came from that and all the loss and the betrayal and the hurt and the pain and the takedown campaigns and people pursuing our clients and people leaving to start their own businesses and targeting our leads. I mean, you name it, I've been there and done it. And then I came all the way full circle with the team that I have today. And I should say not team, but teams across my companies. So I have, you know, six in total, five of them that I'm 100% owner of. So five in my Kelly Roach International portfolio, each with their own teams and leadership and all of that. And we've really come full circle. We have this unbelievable set of talented people at all different levels with diverse backgrounds and diverse contributions. And it runs like a well-oiled machine. It doesn't mean that there aren't problems. It doesn't mean that there aren't challenges constantly, because that's part of running a business. But I came full circle all the way back to the other side, which is what I built over a decade during my time in Fortune 500, getting to the point where, you know, we're back to that high, you know, of working with people that you just love working with every day. It's fun. It's meaningful. There's a sense of contribution. There's trust. There's respect. And it really makes everything that you do 1,000 times better. So here's the thing, you know, had I allowed the hurt and the pain and the mistakes, both my mistakes and also the hurt caused by other people, because it's, you know, it takes two to tango. So I wasn't perfect either. And obviously I made a lot of mistakes that contributed to my own experience in that I learned from. Okay. But if I had allowed that to then dictate what I did after that point, I wouldn't be sitting here with the team and with the performance and with the status of the companies that I have today. And that's how everything works, right? So great people are what build great businesses. And we were never meant to do this alone. Never meant to do this alone. And so letting go of the things from the past and then extracting the lessons and the wisdom is how you're going to keep building up your expertise as a hiring manager and as a leader so that you can be smarter as you progress forward, but not build a jail cell around yourself where you're stuck in the role of producer or doer, you know, because you don't have trust or you don't have support or you don't have the right focus on building the right levels of intellect and talent and capability around you to fulfill the vision that you have in mind. And that's why vision is so crucial when you're looking to elevate, because if you get super clear on your vision and not just a big picture idea, but like what the actual execution of your vision looks like, you'll know what you need and who you need in order to make that vision a reality. And that's going to push you to break down those barriers and push you to make the decisions and the hires and get the support around you to get to that next income level, right? And, you know, this again goes back to personal capacity. And you have to open up your personal capacity for recovery and healing and faith and trust to go through this process again and again until you get the right people. You have to heal that trauma. You have to let go of your resistance. You have to want it bad enough that you're willing to push through the pain of the past and into new territory with new wisdom and new learning and growth that you have from each situation that you've experienced, right? So your job is to convert your beliefs to embrace the idea that great people will and can link arms with you in your vision. People who will be committed, that will do the work, that will show up for you so that together you can go to the next level. And, you know, I talk about this all the time, but this is where you have that opportunity to have a dream so big that talented people can achieve theirs inside of it. And you have to be able to paint a picture for how that's possible and lay out a pathway for how that is possible so that together they can win and you can win, right? And in order for this process to work, you have to become the leader that believes and embodies that visionary, those capabilities, that way of being that's going to attract those types of people with that talent and capability and passion and commitment, right? Think about and envision yourself as an eight-figure leader who trusts, who believes, who attracts and retains people who are going to perform at the level of how an eight-figure company is going to operate. Think about that. And think about, what are your beliefs right now as you're sitting here and listening to this podcast? And what do your beliefs need to be in order to start assembling your army of critical thinkers, of problem solvers, of autonomous leaders that are going to help you make this vision a reality? So you have to understand that even if you figure out how to sell enough clients or courses or products to reach eight or nine figures, that you'll only be able to sustain that with the right people around you. And by the way, this also goes for even smaller businesses, six figure, seven figure, whatever the case. You don't want to have the business revolve around you. You don't want to have the business start and stop with you, because that means never taking a day off, never having the freedom to do a sabbatical, not being able to truly have life freedom because there's no replacement for you. Right? So you might not have a vision or dream of large scale, but you may have a vision or dream of predictability, a business that runs like a well-oiled machine, a business that runs a really healthy profit margin. And whichever side of the spectrum you're on, maybe you want all of those things that I just mentioned. That's going to come down to the right people. It comes down to who, not how. A lot of the things that you do, even at the lower levels, as a business leader, are still going to apply at the higher levels. It's just you're going to duplicate and multiply by having the right team members to support you in the execution of it. And when I look at even what we do now at this level versus what we did, you know, 5-6 years ago, it's essentially the same. I create free content. We advertise opportunities for people to book a free consultation, and we deliver free launches, right? It's pretty much the same overarching strategy, but we now have more and more people that are selling and marketing and serving besides me that can take that and duplicate and multiply it, right? So you want to think about, how can you elevate your role into being the true CEO? And then look at the blend and the balance of the team that you need from both a leadership perspective and an implementation standpoint to make your vision a reality. And I think a lot of people don't really sit down and look at an org chart for their business. And this is so essential to getting a business that can run like a well-oiled machine. And the more that you focus on an org chart-based growth system, the faster that you're going to get to that point of autonomy, right? So you have sales, you have marketing, operations, service delivery, and finance, right? Those are your five core areas. Everything else is either contracted out, it's a fractional role, it's something that maybe you use an agency or a, you know, a part-time person or whatever the case, or it's a subsidiary of one of these things. But really looking at, how can you get to the point where each of these functions are functioning in the business in a healthy and streamlined way, that's going to be crucial, right? So examining them and saying, do we have the leadership and do we have the implementation staff? And then just, what is the next thing? Just the next thing. You don't have to solve everything at once. It's just, how do you begin going through the shifts to say, you know, I am not the business. I am building the business, and I'm hiring the people that are going to build the business. And just starting with one good decision, I just say all the time, just stacking one more good decision and stacking one more good decision. Okay. So there's even more detail and information in the guide. And the guide walks you through the five core shifts that you will need to elevate from a seven to an eight figure leader, and or to just create exponential breakthroughs in your profitability, your predictability, your sustainability, so you can build a business that runs like a well-oiled machine. So make sure to come back for the next episode coming up. And that is where we're going to dig into the second core internal shift that you need to make to explode your results as a leader. So stick around. We'll see you on the next episode. And thanks for hanging out today. Thank you so much for listening to The Kelly Roach Show. If you enjoyed this episode, do me two solids. Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review so other people can find the life-changing content that we share here. We're on our way to number one, and we need your help getting there. Thanks so much for being a part of the community and for tuning into the show each and every week.